Freaks. It's Friday, March 7th, 2014. Today's program is a Sideshow exclusive one, so non-paying freaks don't get to hear it, but there's just been some great stuff featured on recent extended and exclusive shows, so I wanted to share with you just a little bit of what you're missing in the hopes you'll consider signing up and becoming a member. Take a listen to some recent Sideshow stupidity.
Oh, I love cock-gagging so much.
I was in love with dog cock.
I love everybody except the Jews.
Love.
I get dead.
Exciting and new.
I want to be touching home.
Come aboard.
I know, I think someone's dead.
We're expecting you.
I got to put it down and go cookie.
Life's sweetest reward.
I got to put it down and go.
But, you know, the only people that really attend the Special Olympics are other retarded people or the family of retarded people who begrudgingly go. You know, they go because they have to. They're dragged to this thing. I mean, it's cute, you know, retarded people like, I want to play basketball. I want to run track. You know, we should let them run track or whatever. But we kind of made it into a bigger deal than it needs to be. Now, proponents of the Special Olympics will say it's important for their self-esteem. Like, retards need self-esteem. Why? They're not going to be any more productive. But, okay, all right, so they want to have an event to showcase all these mentally handicapped children trying, and the majority of them failing. And then, you know, what it should be called the triathlon, but spell it T-R-Y, right? Because that's what's important in the Special Olympics, is that you try. And calling it the Olympics, even with, you know, special before it, is kind of like a slap in the face to all the other real Olympians who are busting their ass excelling in sports. Because what happens is you get these retarded people who win a medal at the Special Olympics, which I guess is not that hard to do. And I learned since 1983, Special Olympic medals are made out of chocolate because so many of these retards tried eating their medals. So the officials just said, you know what, let's save some money and possibly some lives. You would not believe how many contenders choked on their medals. It was a real epidemic for a while. And the ones that didn't choke and die, whoa, they had other issues to contend with. Their assholes are now as wide as a medal. All right, it was very painful coming out. All right, so now they're you know, eating their chocolate medals or whatever. But they say, I want a gold medal at the Olympics. And it's not the same thing, right? Don't diminish what real athletes are able to accomplish. For the choir taste, that's Sir Stromming. Oh, here it comes. Oh. I mean, you knew this was going to happen. Body is saying no. That's funny. The compilation of
people. I don't know if you guys can see this, but I am crying.
Kenny Hitchcock presents New York Vampires. That's him talking. I don't know what he's saying. It is kind of horrifying. What? The mayor of Pawtucket and Retard Kyle interviewing him.
Mr. Mayor. Who is your role model?
My role model, Kyle, you know, thank you for the opportunity and excited about this. I was looking at some of the questions.
I'm sure he's excited.
My role model is really...
like the retards that just like sort of grunt out words.
Yeah, what are your influence? Who's your role model?
I count two teeth in her head. One is glistening gold. The other is rotted. She looks like a witch from a Disney cartoon. You gotta check this out.
Go, put it in a machine.
All right, there's a lot of phlegm I'm sensing. I mean, listen to that. That might be French. Or Klingon.
You will
take Satan's demon seed and give birth to evil spawn. I knew this bitch was possessed. Now listen, maybe she was just having an off day or something. I've got four tapes of this lady talking. Here's one entitled Birthday Greeting from England. Apparently someone's celebrating a birthday. And the Dalek woman wants to give them some happy birthday wishes. Of course, there's some music first. It's a home game, really. You can play this game. It's called Rape or Fantasy. I'm going to play a clip of two people having sex, and you tell me, is this just a rape fantasy, or is it really rape? Let's get started right now, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Rape or Fantasy! Oh my god. Those are obviously cries of pleasure. I can see why he'd be a little confused. Should I stop or should I continue? You're sending mixed messages to me. Oh my god. Holy shit, should I be playing this? Is this illegal? Now, before you all start canceling your sideshow memberships because you can't handle this, Distorted View is too hot for you, too real. That's right. I'm playing rape clips now on DV. This is what I've become. You have to understand, according to the video and the comments, this thing was actually posted by the girl in the video. So she was either into it at the time, and she was just playing. She wanted this to hurt her. I don't know. Or I don't know what the fuck is going on with this Daffy broad. That's right. Making fun of sweet, innocent retards, the near-dead elderly, and rape victims. It's all in a week's work here on DV. I have to stress that that woman was not being raped, as far as I can tell. I've done a little bit of research, and it, you know, she was the one that posted this video. Would a rape victim do that? Everyone calm down. I'm a real monster on these Sideshow exclusive programs. I just realized that. Like, I'm way meaner. All right, if you're not a Sideshow member, sign up right now. It's only $6.99 a month. There are other options, though. Quarterly, semi-annually, annual memberships, lifetime memberships. It's a great time to sign up. You get lots of Distorted View daily. Catch up on all that you've been missing, and I will see you back on Monday to start a new week of programs. Until then, bye, everybody.